Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller regarding the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday, and a topic of discussion was the logo on the Indianola Police Department. Talk about the direction city staff received from council and where the city will go from here.
Thanks, Andrew. So before I go on, I realize, as I've seen the comments that have come in both for and against. So this is one of those topics that there's strong feelings on both sides of the topic. And the logo, the Indian logo on the police cars has really only been in existence, as I understand it, less than 10 years. So previously the cars were blue and silver when they transitioned to black and white about 6-7 years ago. That's when the logo started to appear. The patches and the badges for the police officers have had those. My understanding is that dates back to probably late 80s, early 90s would be an estimated time frame based on what I've been told. So it's not the city's official logo. This is a departmental graphic that has been used with the police department. That being said, the direction from council was to work to remove those logos from police department cars, the patches and badges. If you walked up and there was a police car sitting out there already, you might have noticed that the logos are already gone, taken off the vehicle. Did not take much time for the department to start doing that, and the department staff will be working on coming up with a new insignia for the patches and badge design. And right now, we don't have a timetable just yet. Chief Button and I had, as part of our staff meeting this morning, chatted a little bit about that, and so we'll be able to fill in what that timeline is moving forward.
All right. Well, another thing approved by the council was the spring cleanup. Now appropriately known as fall cleanup, but I call it spring cleanup. I believe it's officially known as citywide cleanup, but talk about the new dates and what that means.
Yeah, when we were typing up the memos, but I think we kept calling it spring cleanup, and we also did the same thing. So again, I realize that everybody's sick of hearing about COVID. Pandemic has caused the cancellation of a lot of things, including the spring cleanup. Once we heard from Waste Management, who is the service provider that provides this service to our community, they themselves were initiating this cancellation. We've continued to reach out to them, ask what their plans are. We received correspondence last week, so that would have been the week of the 13th. They had indicated that they would have some, that they were going to be, they gave us 2 weeks that we could pick from. The week of August 30th seemed to work the best. So that's we're excited about that. That's certainly something we've heard a lot about from the community. We're happy that we've got that rescheduled. We've started advertising it already. We'll get that stuff on our website and Facebook and Twitter, so folks have the information, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, the council also met in a study session discussing the streets master plan. This has been in the works for a long time and kind of went through a transition phase at the study session, correct?
Yeah, so the street master plan, this was supposed to be a 5-year project. We completed it in 4 years, so that's great news. And what this does is it studies the conditions of the roads. Now, roads can be very misleading. They may look great on top, but underneath, they're horrible, and the subbase is important. So this is a sort of a scientific way or data-driven way to identify which roads take priority, which ones need to be taken care of first, which ones are far beyond and don't even waste time and money on those. So we've now completed that study of our roads, and so our engineer, Dave Muller from Snyder & Associates, presented that. And the results of the presentation, one, our roads are in decent shape. We do have some work on some sections of roads, which is not a surprise. The rating system it's like from 0 to 100, 100 being the best. Some of those roads are in the 60s, so you want to get those taken care of. What we did what the council heard as part of the presentation is, right now, our annual budget for road maintenance is about $350,000. Now, our street budget is funded through the road use tax, which is based on population. So the census matters, growth matters. That helps drive up revenue to that budget so we can do more. It's not funded by property taxes. But right now, $350,000, if we continue to spend that much, the roads will continue to deteriorate. There's just there's no way we can keep up. So as a data point, in order to get the roads up into the 70 ranking or above, which is where you'd ideally want them, you're looking at $1.5 million of annual maintenance. So again, this is why things like the census and responding to the census matters. This is why the growth that has happened over the last 4 years is important for our community, because that will help increase the funding that we get from the state, which funds our street department. So then we can start allocating more resources to this vital infrastructure.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.